You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Now, Leroy, I know you're used to, you know, wearing a birthday suit on your birthday, but you got your interview shirts on? Just want to make sure you have your interview shirt handy. Our boy Toby Dobes.
We got a little replay.
Got a little something going on. If you guys missed it, you'll have an opportunity a little bit later this hour to enjoy Alex Dono and
Hot for all them clothes.
It is, right?
Jennifer.
Scooby's already fluffy. Now you got a shirt on?
No, you know what's crazy? He was shaking last night. He was so cold.
It's impossible.
He's 8.
Yeah, the old like to shake.
That's true.
It's like,
you know what? I'm going to read what Schmeathen said earlier. The old likes soft cake.
Okay.
The old just like cake.
We're back.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Hey, Schmeathen, dumbass.
Whoa.
When the last time you had a piece of hard cake?
Yeah, that's true. That's usually stale.
If you like
cake. He said it was denture friendly.
Soft cake, denture friendly.
What kind of cake you having?
No, Schmeathen just said the old like soft cake because it's just been a lash fest since you've been gone.
So here's what I have.
Mm?
I'm having German chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Made by Teaspoon.
Love that.
Who's been making it since she was about 7.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Perfected the recipe from what you said.
Let me tell you.
That's worked through
top notch.
Them early years.
Great.
So what, you might get an eggshell or something like that in your cake. Teaspoon made it. You eating it.
Yeah,
for sure. You got to be polite.
Then,
absolutely.
Then they got actually pretty good. So I'm excited to, you know, German chocolate cake is my favorite cake second is red velvet.
Oh, I love red velvet.
But here's the problem. I don't like that cream.
The
icing.
About. Yeah, that
what?
Cream cheese icing.
What do we feel about ice cream cake?
Oh, hey, listen.
No,
I
don't like
cake.
I don't like the
dude, ice cream cake.
I don't like that what do they call that icing? The regular
buttercream.
Like, white buttercream. I don't like buttercream icing.
Buttercream can kick rocks as far as the rankings of cakes. Like, it's nothing against
right.
it.
So,
it's just
but
like
I'm saying, cakes that have that icing. Like I know there's cream cheese icing on red velvet, but it's still like it's in the same family as that. That's why I like German chocolate cake.
Yep.
German chocolate cake.
So it's a good thing I didn't bring your cake today because I was.
Yeah. Red velvet.
Oh, and you were just going to go.
With cream cheese icing?
You could do chocolate.
Ooh.
Right?
Wait, but it was a bundt cake. I was going to bring you a bundt cake.
Oh, bundt cake. Yeah. Bundt cake.
Bundt cake. But you like the red velvet one, right?
Yeah, I like the red velvet. I like the red velvet bundt cake.
But what? You said you weren't going in, so I was like, never mind.
I know. I could. Hey, by the way.
Okay.
I got up at 5 this morning.
I know.
To start my journey.
More cake's going to make you sleepy.
True.
And then I didn't, and here's what I didn't realize. Okay. I didn't realize it was going to take as long as it did to get there, and I thought when I got there at 7:30, it was going to be a line. Mm. But then I realized that it was Barney Fife building. They had jail, police, fire department.
Was there a tumbleweed at one point?
Tax, oh, God. They had tax collector and DMV all in the same building.
How D?
Yeah. But that's what I thought it was going to be like. But the ladies weren't, like, when they were coming into work, I mean, they were looking at me like I was, they looked at me like, you ain't from these parts, huh? You here all early.
From these streets.
Yeah.
You think we haven't found this move before? You ain't from here. Probably from the 954, eh? We know about their DMV.
By the way.
No, you do not. Like, if it's, if, listen, what place in the world is it easier to drive an hour and 20 minutes to do the same thing that can be done around the corner, come back, and get it done quick?
That's something, dude. I don't know.
Like,
that's crazy.
What the hell are we doing, DMV?
Why do we, you know, I guess you can't do IDs online, yeah? Like,
no, I have.
We've gone to space, dude. We can't figure out the DMV line.
I think I could have did it.
I think you can, but you can't, like have a new picture or something like that.
No, here's what I think happened. I waited too long. I think you have to do it before a certain period of time. Because when they said, oh, you don't have the star, when I got to the DMV, I had the star on my, I had it on my,
The hell's the star? Is that like the hologram?
There's like a new star in the right corner. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, listen. I already had it. I didn't even realize that I had it.
Better get that star. Toby, you don't have that star?
I think the last time that I got my...
You ain't come back.
I think the last time that I got my license, I think I went to Hialeah.
Oof.
Nice. Yeah,
that's not real. This guy's going to El Salvador.
But wait. So, question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to check English?
I think I booked it online. Like, you could still book appointments back then, and that's how I got.
You
I still had to.
Book you can. Book
I still had to wait.
Only book appointments.
I have the real.
What?
Dayton South asked.
You can only book appointments.
Headlines are brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Been talking about some petty cane stuff. We have some more, actually. Brett McMurphy. Was he Action Network these days?
Yeah. Oh, Brett.
He said, Miami's Mario Cristobal. I think they're doing ACC meetings right now. I think that's what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they...
Okay.
They all have to meet about rules.
I'm thinking, isn't they do it... So, then, are we going to have the ridiculous Big Ten meeting when the UCLA coach says nothing?
Those are media days. I don't know when those are.
Oh, media days. Those are okay, media. That's why I'm getting confused.
These are kind of just like their meeting, I think, about rules and how much money they have. I don't know. But Miami's Mario Cristobal said that he spoke to, quote, a million people about number one draft pick Cam Ward, except one. Quote, I can't recall many NFL teams or TV people I didn't speak to. However, Cristobal and OC Shannon Dawson never spoke with ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr., who was criticized for overshadowing Ward's moment with his nonstop Colorado QB Shador Sanders narrative. Quote, never heard from him, Cristobal said. I don't think I ever talked to him. Cristobal added that he wasn't disappointed by Kiper ignoring Ward. Quote, the only reason I would be disappointed was if Cam Ward was. But knowing Cam, he just wanted to hear his name and exactly where he was going and get to work.
Want me to tell you what that's called?
Hmm?
In some ways, it's called plausible deniability. So if you only talk to Shador and you have a glaring impression of him, then there's going to be nothing to contradict that because you never talked to anybody else. You understand what I'm saying?
Mel Kiper has responded.
Ooh. Let's go. Let's go, Big Blue.
Hmm.
Mario Cristobal claims he spoke to a million people about Cam Ward, yet the one he didn't speak to being me. Hmm. Had Ward ranked higher, 6 on my big board, than any other draft experts. Interesting, isn't it?
What?
Oh, and by the way, I didn't speak to Dion about Shador either. I need another orange crush after this nonsense.
Shut up, Mel. Sick of this guy. You're sick of him. This guy all draft. Shador. Now wants to be like, well, he was number 6 on my big board. You take your big board and you shove it.
Wow.
Sick of that guy.
Hey, have you guys...
You, Tobin, you've known me long enough.
Yep.
What do I think about all this draft crap?
Hate it.
I hate it for this reason. Because the only thing any of these grown-ass adults can do is hurt the chances of a guy getting drafted.
That's true.
With all of your nonsense. Right? That's it. That's all you could do is hurt a kid's chances. Let everybody else... Let the professionals figure out who they're going to draft, and don't say nothing.
Gonzalez's orange crush. This guy stuck in the 90s?
Like, what are you doing?
I haven't seen a lot of people crush an orange crush recently. Maybe a sun-kissed.
I tell you what.
Does that still exist? Sun-kissed?
I told you, I almost stopped off in a Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to try that peach.
It's your birthday, dude. You should.
I don't even know. I don't even drink Mountain Dew.
You just want to give it a whirl?
For some reason... That mango orange or mango peach Mountain Dew sounds delicious.
Country artist Lee Bryce is coming to War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. If you guys want to go, caller number 5 right now to
305-567-0588. Lee, my name is Lee Bryce.
No, you know this song.
Bryce Lee.
Hard to love.
Hey.
Oh, he sings Hard to Love?
Hard to Love.
I'm hard to love, hard to love. Hey, the Panthers kick the Leafs ass.
Yeah.
Hey, play us some.
Coming back?
Hey, wow, Smeathan, you ain't letting up.
What do you say now?
Leroy's old ass wait.
If you guys want Lee Bryce tickets, caller 5 to 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets. It's a Live Nation show. We'll take a break. Back after
this. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The best dessert and country music singer there is, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Really? Tobin and Leroy here with you. And it's neither my favorite breakfast nor is it my favorite country music.
Yeah, I hate jelly donuts, actually.
You don't like jelly rolls?
They're fine. They're just not my favorite. They're not my favorite.
No one really likes
I don't like jelly donuts.
What is your favorite breakfast?
The most disgusting donut in the world.
Don't do it.
And I'm going to just say this.
Don't do it.
One guy we used to work with, it was his favorite.
Don't do it.
And when I tell you what kind of donut, any donut filled with cream.
Oh, come on. Boston cream. Get out of here. No. It's the best donut.
You know why it's the best, right?
Okay.
Intangible filled.
Okay.
That's why we call it Boston cream.
All right.
It really is the best donut. How much did Boston love the Luke Kornet game last night?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
What a throwback. This is amazing. We got more. And listen, I love Tatum, but we got more Pritchard. Oh, little Luke Kornet. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
He was, what did he have, 7 blocks yesterday? What was he, Alonzo friggin' Morning yesterday?
No, he was out there like Akeem the Dream.
What the hell's going on
here? I was surprised, too, because someone texted me like, wow, Porzingis having a hell of a game. And I look at the box score, he has 1 point. And I'm like, how are they winning by this much? The Luke Kornet game.
Something's really wrong with Porzingis, and it has been all year.
Yeah.
Like, he has some kind of virus or something.
I don't know. He also did take like an elbow to the top of the head or something like that.
You guys?
No, that was who took an elbow to the head? That was Hart.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. I saw that on Twitter when the Panthers game was going on.
He got hit in the head with an elbow by Luke Kornet.
Luke Kornet.
He got hit in the head by Luke Kornet, and before he hit the ground, there was blood everywhere.
Yeah,
get that face. Knicks, they got smoked yesterday, 127-102. Hey. Don't lose.
You know.
I don't like your sound for it, though.
Why?
No, yours is fine. Like,
but his is slowly squeaking.
Yes, it's not all the way. It's not how
it works in hockey. In hockey, it's immediate. Like, as soon as Ekblad scores, every cheek goes squeaky in the midst of Toronto. Now, a lot of them left because they couldn't even bear the sight.
You know what the best picture in the world was?
What?
When they went outside. Let's take a look outside.
Did you see the pic? There was one picture I saw on Twitter today of Matthew Tkachuk just smiling off the bench, and behind him is just nothing but empty seats.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. It's like he just left destruction.
Hey, you knew this was the segment that Vlad was waiting for. You see him? Relax. We are relaxed, Vlad.
We're relaxed.
Because you know what? However this turns out, we win.
It's a can't lose. It's a house money series.
But I'm saying, if it gets to a game 7, and Tobin will tell you this, regardless of what team was up 3-1, I say if you let yourself get to a game where anything can happen, that's on you. Now, if you fight back to get there, I'm going to say anything can happen. But if you had a 3-1 lead and the other team comes back and you have something like they make 15 threes in the first half, that stuff happens. And it's your own doing.
We got all intangibles ready to go. Sam Hauser, I don't care what kind of movie stars you put there. Intangibles will come to play.
7 blocks for Kornet. He was a plus 20.
He went 5 for 5 and 9 rebounds. Flirting with a triple-double.
Who left earlier, the Heat fans or Leaf fans? Well, they at least waited around till the third period.
I was actually shocked how many Heat fans.
They started leaving during the second period.
I was there for the 55-point ass kick. I was surprised how many fans didn't leave. I was like, why aren't you all leaving? I was expecting by halftime it was going to be rats off a ship. And I think people just wanted to see, like, I guess we're going to just stick around for the misery.
Yeah, we bought the tickets. Those aren't cheap tickets.
They are not cheap tickets.
So I'm going to stick around and watch them.
But I was genuinely surprised how many people stuck around for that just throttling that they took from the Cavaliers.
Think the Heat are going to listen to me now?
By the way, Toronto is very expensive.
Toronto, the city?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Very expensive.
Expensive ass kicking they witnessed last night. We'll put them out of their misery. They don't have to pay for game 7.
That's good.
Focus.
Wow. What's worse?
Humble.
Being up 3-1 and getting to game 7 of being 2-0 and then losing 4 straight.
Oof. Well, it depends, because if you win that game 7.
Do you win the game 7 or you lose the game 7?
Because that was the Panthers last year.
Oh, that's true. I mean, but even getting to game 7.
The Panthers going. I mean, yeah, the Panthers blopping. Oh, listen, dude. I had that feeling when Derek White.
Oh.
When Derek White had the putback.
That was not good.
4 straight hurts, man.
Woo.
Like, You couldn't win one out of four?
Nope.
At least get it to a game seven?
The thing was, though, man, like, even with them down 2-0, like, I really had felt like the Panthers only played, like, one bad period. There were plays, there were periods where, like, I thought the Leafs and them played pretty equal. But the, really, since the first period of this series, I really haven't felt like the Panthers have been, like, pushed around very much. Maybe a little bit in the third period of game two where, like, they couldn't break through. But
yeah, but they didn't play well at the start of game three.
Yeah, I guess. But
because they were what? They were down 3-1.
They were, but they came back to the lead.
That's what I'm saying, though. That so it was not only the first six quarters, but some of that third game where, like, we were like, what is going on? Especially when Toronto got the lead.
Yeah. That's all.
See, I don't like yours.
No, it's his. I'm telling you.
It's worse. Because
you gotta go, cause you gotta make the sphincter.
All right. That's great. That's great.
I don't even know what to say.
It's a complete, but it's more of a
kind of weird.
It's kind of like a, you guys are like bringing the air into the balloon, and I feel like when that happens, like this,
oh, the air's gone.
See, this yours would be like if you're watching a baseball game and like a pitcher starts loading the bases, and you're like
just slowly.
But when that first goal goes, it's right. It's quick. Right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. You thought it was a fart. It's not a fart. Gotta close the doors.
Let's class it up around here, all right?
Yeah.
You know, Alex Dono, as prepared as they come when it comes to talking Miami Hurricanes, and they're under
the Italian Stallion.
The Italian Stallion. And as one to get all the information of people being pissed off at the Miami Hurricanes, let Dono set the record straight for y'all. If you missed him earlier, he joins us next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.